This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting this fall, people will find it tougher to get some of the most commonly prescribed painkillers, such as Vicodin. The Drug Enforcement Administration has announced a new rule that reclassifies hydrocodone, with the effect that many patients will have to get the prescription in person, no more over-the-phone refills. Some applaud the move in the fight against prescription drug abuse, but Dan Gornstein reports from the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY that others worry this change will make it harder on the very sick.
Dr. Jeffrey Sammet at Boston University says a simple prescription painkiller can jumpstart a devastating trend.
It's linked to addiction and transition to heroin use, and people are dying from that. So we need to do something.
The question is whether reclassifying the drug is too crude an approach. Certainly, the public health risk is clear. The CDC reports that more than 16,500 people died from opioid painkiller overdoses in 2010. Mark Fleury with the American Cancer Society's lobbying arm says when it's harder to get pain pills, it's harder for everyone to get pain pills.
Post-operative cancer patient who has some breakthrough pain from a surgery, for example, you're in pain in the middle of the night, you really don't want to get up and drive to a doctor's office to get a prescription.
Fleury says regulators should use patient usage patterns to determine how easy it is to obtain pain pills. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.